broadcasting around the province of British Columbia and on the Chorus Radio Network. This is The Bill Good Show. Now, here is Bill Good.
Should pesticides be banned? Catherine Seeley is manager of public issues with the Canadian Cancer Society, BC Yukon. We're also going to be talking with Lauren Hepworth, president of Crop Life Canada. When I say pesticides, that's a pretty broad brush. Catherine Seeley is part of a group of organizations that are studying and consulting with government on pesticide use, and you're particularly concerned about pesticides being used on lawns.
Yes, that's right, Bill, on lawns and gardens. The Canadian Cancer Society and 17 other organizations are calling on the BC government to pass province-wide cosmetic pesticide legislation, which would ban the use and sale of pesticides on lawns and gardens and non-agricultural landscaping. So we're not referring to pesticides used for forestry purposes or for agricultural purposes.
You're accepting the need for pesticides in those places or those jurisdictions?
We're not necessarily accepting the need. We're saying that we're not calling for a ban on those jurisdictions. On those jurisdictions, the Canadian Cancer Society recommends that pesticides be used at least amount possible.
And Lauren Hepworth, president of CropLife Canada, what is your organization? First of all, who do you represent?
CropLife Canada is a trade association that represents the manufacturers and distributors of pesticides here in Canada. And pesticides includes herbicides for control of weeds, insecticides for control of insects, rodenticides for control of rats and rodents, those kinds of things, as well as fungicides for disease, those kinds of products.
Catherine Seeley, why do you want the products banned when it comes to lawns and gardens?
The Canadian Cancer Society is guided by the precautionary principle in this instance. There is enough evidence that shows that some substances and pesticides are linked to cancers. Those cancers include both adult and childhood cancers, adult and child leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, brain, kidney, prostate, and lung cancers. So we are asking the government to take precautionary measures when these products are unnecessary, safe and effective alternatives exist. There's the potential to cause harm. There's absolutely no benefit to their use. Children are more vulnerable. And so we're saying there is enough evidence to take precaution and ban the use and sale of lawn and garden pesticides. And we're buoyed by 17 other provincial health and environmental organizations, such as the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation, the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment, the David Suzuki Foundation, Greenpeace, Toxic Free Canada, the Lung Association. As well, we know that 76% of British Columbians also support cosmetic pesticide legislation, as well as the Union of British Columbia Municipalities, who for the past 2 years have passed resolutions calling on the provincial government to act on this issue.
Mr. Hepworth, why do we need pesticides on things like gardens and lawns?
Well, I think people do want to look after their properties. There's cases where the pesticides are needed to control diseases, mosquitoes that can carry West Nile virus, for example. But at the end of the day, people do see benefit in, when needed, having access to these kinds of tools. I mean, people do take enjoyment in their lawns, in maintaining their trees, in maintaining vegetable gardens and flower gardens. Restaurateurs do need them to control rats and rodents and those kinds of things that can jeopardize sanitary food preparation, those kinds of things. So people do see value in these products. Now, I accept that there are some who do not wish to use them, and that's their choice and that's their right. But there are many, many people who do see value in them. And furthermore, they do want to be assured that they can, if used,